Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for Pat Bostic, who joins us from 7 o'clock until 10 every Thursday morning. We will be quizzing Callis at 8:45. It's always a great segment. The category today is outstanding. I have to tip my cap to Doran Dickerson for thinking outside the box. I'm already setting the over-under at 1.5.
Yes.
Pat, how we doing, big guy?
I'm doing great. I'm on time today. I think you owe me an apology.
I do. I absolutely owe you an apology.
What farmer's market were you at, by the way?
There's one in Lebo off Washington Road by a church. I don't have any more details.
So it's the actual one.
Have you been there?
Have you been to the one that's the old Bridge City Beverage?
Yes.
Place is supposedly pretty good.
Tom's?
Yeah.
It's really awesome.
Yeah.
Fresh food?
Okay,
fruit?
One
food?
Other order of business. Did you tell Doran about when I saw you at the Open?
Yeah, tell him what my response was. Because you screamed.
I go, Crowley sucks. And he goes, I know. Then he goes, oh, hey, Pat.
I thought it was just some heckler. I know. I always like to just agree with them because then they are less inclined to beat me up. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. I still have mud on my shoes.
So do I.
From the Open.
So do I.
Which is great.
Yeah.
That's historic mud right there.
Yep.
Right.
JJ Spahn. I almost forgot the name of the guy who won.
What a putt.
What a putt.
Unbelievable.
Crazy.
64.5 feet, is that how long it was?
Yeah.
Longest made putt of the tournament?
Got a read, too.
Yeah, from
Yes, he
Hovland.
Did.
He got a nice read. I think he owes Victor a little couple shekels
that
read.
Did you find it exciting, Pat?
I did. I thought Burns got kind of jobbed with that lie, personally.
Yeah.
But
get over it.
I agree.
Burns.
I agree. Hey, I heard a really good point made. If you're that unsure about the lie, chip something down the fairway so it doesn't go crazy left or right and move on.
Did you see the guy from the Golf Channel who walked over and then stood on that spot and he basically got sucked into the center of the earth?
Yeah, I did.
And they did a great job, too, the grounds crew there at Oakmont. I mean,
they did a great job.
We were there. That cell, it just, dropped my pen. That cell just sat there.
Yes.
It didn't move at all.
Yep.
And it just kept coming and coming and coming. Did you stay through the delay?
No. We got out of there and I wanted to get back and plop myself. I was zapped, man. That takes it out of you.
It does. All the walking.
All the walking, yeah. The humidity. Just the energy.
It was thick, man,
that
day.
It was thick air. But it was great. I mean, Pittsburgh showed up. They showed up in a big way for that. And I think, I mean, certainly Oakmont did, but I thought the crowds were awesome. And, I thought it was as cool a sporting event as I've been to. It's different, for sure. I mean, it's not a football game. It's not a baseball game. But that place is special in terms of how it can just, they can just turn it on. Flip the lights on and boom, plop it open there and grow the rough up a little bit, and they're ready to roll.
How about I invited you to come with me on Saturday. You obviously couldn't because you went other days. But guess who I sat next to Saturday, who you would have sat on the other side of?
Who?
Coach Wanstead.
Oh, did you?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Coach Wani was – I was with him yesterday.
Yeah.
I was with him yesterday. He was on the air with you guys yesterday.
He sure was.
Yep.
He was on the air. He comes off. He goes, wow, Whaley was on. What's he doing on the air? I go, he's on there every Wednesday, Coach. Pay attention to the programming schedule.
Wani doesn't know it yet, but he's going to be on with us weekly. We're going to make that happen.
You should.
Football. In football season. Be
he
great.
Was awesome yesterday with the team. Awesome. Outstanding.
How old is Wani these days?
73.
73.
The energy has not waned one iota.
Not at all.
No.
Not at all.
I don't think people realize how long it was for him to, it took for him to actually want to go back there, go back to the complex, go back to the facility, be a part of it.
Did you let him know Peterson wasn't around anymore?
I think he figured that out.
Yeah.
And Narduzzi's done a great job staying in touch with him and inviting him over. And T. Wise was there, which is always a trip. He hasn't changed one bit. Tony Wise, our offensive line coach, he was telling stories. Yeah, we had a good morning yesterday. It was fun.
You're beaming ear to ear.
Yeah.
It's just like old times. It's like, you know, whenever you're together with those, and someone responded to me on X and was like, not one former player says a bad thing about Wanstead. Not one.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, we love that. I love that guy.
The thing that I realize the most about Wanstead is, you know, now that I'm older, whenever you're in the moment, you're thinking you're getting, you know, jobbed or whatever, and you're like, oh, well, I'm not, you know, put in the right positions to do this, to do that. Whenever you get older and you look back, you realize that there was 100 guys in that locker room in my 4 years that were there every single year. And what I realize now that I didn't realize then is that Dave Wanstead cared about every single one of those guys.
Yeah. Yep.
Every single one. That's a hard thing to do. That's a hard thing to specialize and individualize every single guy on your team, whether you're a walk-on to a starting quarterback. He cared about every single player on his football team.
And he talked about that actually a little bit yesterday too when we got into the transfer portal stuff and NIL. And he said, first and foremost, it still needs to be about helping these young men.
Yep.
So he wouldn't fit anymore. He can't coach. I mean, geez.
Oh, I think he could.
Absolutely, he could. He also said he's got a good relationship with Rich Rodriguez, which I didn't know.
He does. Oh yeah, they're actually relatively close.
That's weird, man. But I love it.
I think Narduzzi and Rich Rod have a more than cordial relationship.
Today they do, sure. Yeah. We'll see how it goes.
Rich Rod's gonna be preoccupied.
What, by learning the names of all
trying
his players?
Trying to figure out his team.
That's exactly right. They actually sat the entire team down the other day and played two truths and a lie so they could get to know each
Boys,
other.
That's common. Like, we are like...
I know.
I think we're less than 100 days away from the brawl.
Yeah, it's because it's moving
it
quick.
It is coming.
Quick.
Are you ready for this?
No.
You're not?
I can't wait.
I'm not ready for any brawl until it's over. And if my guys lose, I'm devastated for a full year. And if my guys win, I'm worried then about the next year. And in the case of this one, it's probably going to be a couple of years. So, there's a lot on the line. No, I hate it, dude.
You're in a perpetual state of doom.
Yes! Yes. Yeah.
Poor fella.
Yeah.
That's how I live my life with anything, though.
Yeah, this is true. As I've gotten to know you, that's become more evident.
Yeah. I'm like baby Starkey. And I think in turn, Dom's like baby me. We're all sick.
Is there any way for you and other West Virginia fans to come out of this game in September happy? Other than winning, like outside of just winning the game.
No.
You have to win the football game.
You have to, because I don't know. I mean, they're getting picked last all the time. I don't think anybody knows their butt from a hole in the ground when it comes to predictions anymore. I mean, Indiana last year turned over their entire roster. They played really well. I think that's a possibility. I don't think the Big 12 is a great conference. Why are we having this conversation? Who cares? We'll do it briefly. They could be good. They could be bad. Who cares? At least it's not Neil Brown. They have to win that game, though. They just have to. And right now, you would have to think they're the underdog, even though they're playing at home, because Pitt's got continuity. So, I don't know. Why are we talking about it? It makes me uncomfortable.
Because
I'm sweating.
It's relevant?
I'm sweating bad.
I'm uncomfortable.
James Franklin.
You're making me uncomfortable.
All right. Let's get into the Ravens edition of Jaire Alexander when we come back. Because a lot of Steelers fans are crying in their milk this morning that the Steelers didn't get that guy. And I understand why. They might not be done, though, at the cornerback position. Because the rumor mill is a-churning, and a big name could be coming to Pittsburgh. We'll get to that coming up next. We want to make a lot of time for it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Harry's about to get mad at me. We've got intern RJ back there, and Harry's still taking his customary in-between segment naps. So I guess are you just pawning the work off on RJ? If so, heady play.
Man, well, it's a hell of a move. Well, he asked to do the podcast. He wanted to, you know, move up a little bit. I gave him the show notes thing because Lord knows I don't do those on time ever. but then he was like, you know, can I try, you know, using that audio editor? So I said, yeah. So I've been giving him... I've been answering his questions. I'm not completely ignoring him, but
he gave him a task and fell asleep.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Podcasting is actually my favorite thing to do, too. So, I mean.
Oh.
RJ's got a hell of a hat on.
It's a great hat.
It's a great hat.
It's a camo hat.
He could give, perhaps Callis should take some style tips.
Oh, that's one thing I've learned about RJ real quick.
Yeah.
He got the fit.
He's got swag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's 21.
That's right.
Yeah, he knows the deal.
He walked out into the hallway.
37.
That's true.
I wear solids though. Like, I mean, I'm.
Or you're not a stripe guy.
I'm colorblind, so I have to wear. If you ever see me, I'm always in like a solid, like, because I don't know what matches.
So those Bumblebee uniforms would work for you?
No. Like, I couldn't wear your outfit right now because I wouldn't know what matched and what didn't. Like, I would never wear like that.
The great thing about golf attire is you don't have to match.
But like,
the sillier the better. Sometimes, arguably.
So.
Yeah, you got a match. I think you got a match, right?
I mean, you have to coordinate.
Yeah.
For sure.
You could wear like a chartreuse polo and chartreuse.
Yeah.
And then.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying chartreuse and like a French.
I thought you were saying charcuterie.
All right, you could wear a mauve shirt.
There you go.
Mauve?
Mm-hmm. Don't sleep on mauve.
What about? Well,
You sleep on mauve.
I don't know what that means.
What about top? Could you wear a top shirt?
What's a top? Like taupe, I think.
Taupe. T-A-U-P-E.
That's like a off gray, right?
Taupe?
Yeah.
Like a tan.
Like a tannish gray?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Okay. How about Jair Alexander?
So the Ravens signed Jair Alexander, who's played a combined 14 games the last 2 years, did have two interceptions in his seven games last season. He was graded out 75 overall by PFF that we can use here as a reference, and that's a really good number. His coverage grade was 16th. Out of 222 cornerbacks. And I think the Steelers should have been in on this guy. When he was cut loose by Green Bay, we talked about it at the time, throw as much against the wall as you possibly can at the cornerback position, and you see what sticks. You and I are higher on Darius Slay, than I think most other people are, Doran. Yeah, he's 34 years old. Again, using PFF as a reference here because it's just an easy way to compare these guys side by side. He had a 68 overall grade. That's starting caliber. He had a 70 coverage grade, which is better than that. So, yeah, Darius Slay, old, but not bad. I think the Steelers should have gone after him because now they're being linked to Jalen Ramsey, who you're going to have to trade for, which means you're going to have to give something up, and you're going to have to be on the hook for some of that money, and that's going to be considerable. Oh, yeah, by the way, you also need a wide receiver, too.
And he's not the best locker room guy.
No.
He's not the best example. He's not the best example. With Jair Alexander, at the time I was like, yeah, go get this guy. But then thinking through it, it's like the Alexander and Ramsey, they're expecting to be starters. Where are they going to start? Like, I could see if they had the versatility to move inside and be the nickel.
Right.
But they don't.
Those guys don't do that. No.
So, like, what are you going to do? When are they going to get their money's worth from those two guys?
I would say the same thing about Baltimore and Jair Alexander, though. That's what kind of made me scratch my head a little bit. Like, they got Nate Wiggins, Marlon Humphrey, Chidobe Awuzie. They've got Kyle Hamilton and Malachi Starks as their safeties. I mean, that's a great secondary.
Yeah.
Which, how in the world were they as bad defensively as they were until Dean Pease took
over?
They
got better.
They got way better.
And when Dean Pease came in, right. I think that they just didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
I think it was just more of the
structure.
Things. Yeah.
I think they simplified things. You don't think Alexander or Ramsey starts in Pittsburgh?
Where are they going to start? Over Darius Slay?
I mean, I think they might start over Porter.
No.
At some point.
I don't think that would ever happen.
He had an overall grade of 55 last year.
I would do it, obviously, but I think that.
You think they're married to him?
Yeah.
And I think they should be with Joey Porter Jr. I mean, you got to let him sink or swim. And I think last year he sunk more than he swam.
He traded
137 water. Penalty yards last year, ranked the most amongst defensive backs in the league.
Pat, with all due respect, don't come in here with homework, all right? You make us look
I'm
bad.
I'm just saying.
I'm with you. I understand.
He's highly penalized.
Yep.
No doubt.
I mean, think about it. An average penalty yardage of 10, that's 14 penalties on the year. That's a lot. That is a lot for a DB.
Oh, it's an absolute ton.
I think you have to give yourself some flexibility out there because Darius Slay's older. He has both. Alexander's been banged up. Ramsey's been a little bit more consistent. I get there's headaches involved with that, but you'd like to think, I mean, he's won a Super Bowl. He's older in his career. Both him and Slay out there with Porter. He can play three corners. Could Porter play inside? Physical guy, bigger guy. I mean,
I wouldn't mind the platoon method.
There's a value to that, and they're not real deep out there.
I think you still, I mean, going into year three with Joey Porter Jr., and I think he's been more good than bad, and I think he was much better as a rookie. I mean, I think you need to see how he can grow and develop, but again, just to reference Pro Football Focus, because this makes it easy to compare, both Jalen Ramsey and Jair Alexander graded out higher than Darius Slay, however insignificantly, and they graded out significantly higher than Joey Porter Jr. If I'm looking at the Steelers roster, and we are, I am concerned about the secondary, because I think beginning of the season, Darius Slay, significant upgrade over Dante Jackson. Jackson took the ball away, but he became a bad player by the end of the year for Pittsburgh. There's no doubt about that. But let's say Darius Slay, this is the year it all falls off. It's possible.
Mm-hmm.
Your legs go, you're done. And he's 34. I think he was a young 34 last year. Again, he played well. But he goes down. What's next? Corey Trice?
Yeah.
Who's got ability, but dear God, you're one injury away from Joey Porter Jr. or Darius Slay to have to hand things over to play significant snaps. It's going to be Corey Trice. That ain't good enough, man.
Yeah.
Not whenever you're trying to win now. At least that's what your moves are telling
James
you.
James Pierre.
Ah. Yeah. James Pierre, hell of a special teams player.
Right, so here,
NFL guy, here, not a starting cornerback.
There's your case in point. And which is a bigger need, another receiver or a corner?
I think that's the conversation at 412-928-9370. And you can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Don't be celebrating over there, Mauve guy, okay?
Getting all
big in the britches over there. Okay, he comes in here with 137 penalty yards for Joey Porter Jr. He's king of the show.
Do you know how easy that is to Google real fast?
Please tell me how you did it. I would love to be able to reference
just
that.
Just like, you ever learn how to search, like when you ever ask.com?
Jeeves.
Ask Jeeves.
And you would just type a question in. You can do that. And then AI just spits something back.
Harry and intern RJ back there, do you guys, if I say ask Jeeves, do you have any idea what that means?
Jeeves?
Yeah.
That's a no.
Isn't that an AI
It was a search engine back in the day.
It's a great search engine.
You would Google, you would Yahoo, you would ask Jeeves, and then Google. Didn't Google buy Jeeves?
I would imagine. That,
or Yahoo.
Yeah.
I swore I saw that name as like an artificial intelligence brand now.
Maybe it's trying to reinvent themselves.
Hmm.
Jeeves.
And ChatGPT got bought by the U.S. Army, I think I saw. I don't know what to make of that.
I don't either.
I'm not
corner
smart
or receiver? Ooh.
Bigger need?
Ooh.
Bigger need. Receiver. It's an offensive league. It's an offensive game.
I agree.
I agree, too, because in theory, your pass rush, my God, should be able to make up for a spotty secondary. And the pass rush needs to be better this year. But what's going to make up for not having a number two wide receiver? You would need a quarterback who could elevate. And I think Rodgers is the best quarterback they've had since Ben. But Wani even said yesterday when we talked to him, he doesn't think that it's as much about Rodgers. He thinks it's about the supporting cast. There are going to be games where Rodgers can elevate, but he can't week in and week out make James Woods a valuable number two wide receiver. So I'd go receiver as well.
James Woods.
What's his name? Robert Woods. Who's James Woods?
James Woods is an actor. He's actually a pretty good actor. Didn't he have a character in...
He played in Hercules.
He did. Oh, man.
Once Upon a Time in America.
He can't make James Woods.
James Woods.
Callis, will you clip that, please?
He's in Scary Movie
that
too,
is such
James
a good,
Woods.
That is such a good bit.
Very prominent in Family Guy. He also has the high school named after him in Family Guy.
He does. True. James Wood High.
You say it's a bit. It's not a bit. I'm terrible with names.
Rodgers is back to pass. He looks. He fires. James Woods over the middle. Takes a big hit. First down, Steelers.
Nothing will ever top, though, Bill Hillgrove. Malcolm X running down the sideline.
Oh, my goodness.
Thorne died.
Oh.
That ball's going to be caught by Malcolm X.
Said Malcolm X?
We got James Woods running corner route.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's Malcolm Epps.
We got James Woods on a corner stop route into the boundary. Rodgers puts it on his face mask.
Who's the other guy he last a couple weeks ago? You kept saying, no. Pardon. Bobby Pardon. Bobby Parnum.
Which is really unfortunate because the guy blows out his knee. He's going to miss the entire year. I can't even get his damn name right.
Achilles.
Oh, he blew out his Achilles? Yeah. I can't even get the injury right.
Jeez.
Maybe.
Back to dropping back to passes. Bostic. He's got Martin Luther King Jr. down the sideline.
You did.
Jeez.
Oh, my God.
I found something out as well, by the way. Ask Jeeves is now ask.com.
Right.
Perhaps you should go to ask.com and find out more of information on these names before you start saying.
James Woods.
Paul's going to be caught.
He was Lester Diamond in Casino, for God's sakes.
He was.
All right, we'll throw it out to the people at 412-928-9370. Bigger need for the Steelers, another corner or another wide receiver, 412-928-9370. In fact, we have a spot for this today. That's the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Right now, it's a Nicholas Harry Callis.
Hold on. I just love how confidently you say it. That's what makes me laugh, is that you just let it roll and you keep going. You don't even like kind of ponder a little bit to think like, oh, is that the right name or wrong? No, you're like... 100% James Woods for the Pittsburgh Steelers is going to be catching balls from Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, he basically is. James Woods go out there, he'd get 50 yards receiving on the season. I'm not sure that Robert Woods won't.
And next up, we'll have Gary Busey.
Guy's a maniac. Is he still with us, Gary?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Thank God.
He's a wedge buster on kickoff.
Gary Busey.
Busey blows up the wedge.
When I'm not mistaken,
all his teeth fall out.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, we have every Thursday a special segment we do called Quiz Callus. I'm so worried to say anything because I'm going to get it all wrong after the James Woods mistake.
You bounce back pretty good.
I think every week we need to do story time with you guys. Just old pit stories.
Oh.
For a segment, especially in the summer, when people are jonesing for some football, you get a nice cool morning one of these days. Oh, man, it feels like football. You guys are telling old pit stories because you guys are cracking me up in here, and I don't even like any of you guys.
There's so many.
Crowell, you just got to jump out of the jar, man.
I don't know what man. That
means. That's an all-timer.
Mick!
That's an all-timer. I told that story the other day. I forget to like tell a bunch of people.
All-timer.
You want to hear it?
Jumping out of a jar?
Yeah.
Real quick. 412-928-9370.
I'll chime in.
What's a bigger need for the Steelers, wide receiver or corner? 412-928-9370. We'll be bouncing in and out of that, but story time right now with Pat and Doran.
So, Doran, you tell the jumping out of the jar story.
So, Wanstead, I think it, actually, I told you this story a couple
team
weeks
meeting,
ago.
A team meeting.
Was it before West Virginia?
It was some big game.
It was a big game. I just told you the story, I think, like last week.
Jumping out of a jar? I think I'd remember that, but I remember nothing.
With the flies. Yeah. Remember, once it was like, you know how the flies hit their head off the top of the jar?
Oh, yeah.
You gotta
bust the lid out. You got to jump out of the jar.
Jump out of the jar. We're sitting there like, what in the world is he talking about?
Now, was he one of these dudes that he's making an analogy and it's this rah-rah speech and he's trying to motivate you and he's like, hey, you're a flyer jumping out of the jar. Do you laugh? And how does he take it if you laugh?
Well, I mean, I would sit next to CJ, who I told you I went to high school with, and he'd be like poking me and like trying to make me laugh because he's like, what is he talking about? What?
One of my favorites is when he goes, Jason Pinkston, can we trust you?
Yeah, that's...
Hell yeah, coach! It's awesome.
Coach goes, shoot your own, sit your ass down.
That's what he said.
We did something.
It wasn't shoot your wrong, but you did it.
He was like, Buddy Jackson, stand up. He's like, can we trust you? Yes, coach. Shoot your wrong. Sit your ass down. And he would just kept going through everybody, and we had no clue what we did wrong.
He'd have a couple where he'd come in, you know, with the golf balls in the jar, and like life priorities and stuff, and he'd do that stuff, and we appreciated it. But then every now and then he'd have one that, you know, he'd cut through. And then he'd have one that was just hilarious, and he probably knew it was funny. Like, the Pinkston one, with, and then Buddy Jackson, like.
What if Craig did that around here?
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Callus, can we trust you to send out show notes on time? Yes, sir. Shoot your own.
Shoot your own.
No chance.
The thing that's, like, hilarious about it is, like, I think when we tell these stories, sometimes you forget that we're 19 years old. God.
So everything's
so
funny.
Everything is funny, and especially whenever your head coach is standing up there in socks with holes in them, and his toes are poking out. He has a half of a cigar in his mouth, and he's eating peanuts thrown on the ground like it's Lone Star. You're like, what's going on? This has to be a comedy special.
Yeah.
If you could have had the cameras in there, do like an HBO, would have been awesome.
He went on with another show in town before this station existed one time. I heard this secondhand where he was doing a hit, and it was like the middle of practice or something. And he, in the middle of the interview, this audio is probably out there somewhere, he just starts, "What the?" He goes, "I'm going to give you to Matt Cavanaugh. I got to run these guys." He threw us on the sideline and put Cavanaugh on the air. It was like in the middle of practice. I thought he was going to do it yesterday. Like, he'll give you that, like, you know, that look, come like, here, I got something for you. I got something for you. What a legend.
What if he would have come over and grabbed you, thinking you hadn't been on with us? Because he was surprised, I guess, that Doug Whaley was on the air.
Oh, I walked away because I was going to catch some shrapnel if I was involved. Apparently, he met with the defensive staff yesterday and told him that he doesn't even know how I like him with how hard he was on me.
He was hard on you.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Yeah, very.
That's why I love him so much, though.
Were you, he was telling you to sit your ass down, too? Can't trust Pat?
No, but like during the game when Shady had rubber pellets in his eyes and I called a timeout, I thought it was a smart idea, right? Best player can't see. Not a good situation. That requires me to do something. Don't like that. And I called timeout. He goes, "What the? What are you doing?" I'm like, "Coach, he can't see." Oh, quickly, he did not care about me anymore. He cared about Shady. He moved on to the matter at hand pretty quickly.
You know, Wanstead as a whole, why he's so hilarious as a human being is that I sat there on Saturday. I looked this man in his eyes, as I have a bunch of times, and I told him, I said, "Hey, Doug Whaley is on with us every single Wednesday." He's like, "Oh, shoot, Doug Whaley. Yeah, okay. Oh, that's great." I was like, "Yeah, so he might be on with us whenever you come on."
That's to me.
And then we have him on, and after, what does he say to you after the interview yesterday?
He goes, "Oh, shoot, Whaley was on. What was he doing on the air?"
That's Dave Wansa as a whole right there.
Oh, man.
Well, in Dave's defense, that's one of the things that makes him affable. You did tell me the jar story like 2 days ago. And immediately, I'm like, I don't think I've ever heard that one.
James Woods as the second receiver for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
So. That's true. Remember, okay, so we were talking about Ask Jeeves before, too. Now, a texter, this jogged my memory in a big way. Did you guys ever ask Cha-Cha? Are you familiar with this?
Yes.
So this is back flip phone age, where you could text a question, I'm guessing, to a human being on the other end, and they would answer the question for you. So they'd be sitting there held up in some room somewhere, probably in some sweatshop basement, and they would answer your question. They would probably Google it or ask Jeeves or whatever, and you'd get the response because you didn't have internet on your phone. I remember vividly two parts of this. One, I was doing a theater show when the Penguins were playing the Capitals game 5 in the 2009 playoffs. And so I'm texting Cha-Cha every 5 minutes asking for the Penguins score. Well, a couple days later, my dad's raising holy hell because the phone bill's going through the roof because every time you texted Cha-Cha, it costed 99 cents. And I had racked up like a $75 bill just trying to get Penguin scores. Yeah. You guys are lucky. Callis and intern RJ back there, that you have information at your fingertips at all times.
Were you guys big Star 67 guys?
Oh, yeah.
The block and number?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you'd prank call
your
buds.
Can you still even do that?
I think so.
Does it work?
I think so. Hmm. I think you can.
Here, Crowley,
I used to do that when I was at BPTV. I'd mess with my boss.
Well, here's the problem with Star 67. Go ahead, Callis.
I was going to say, you ran right through the stop sign there.
No, man,
you're like O'Neal Cruz the other day.
He would fall for it. Like, I mean, I've done it like six times. I'll just like do it when he least expects it, and he'll answer, and I'll be like, "Hi," and then he'll notice that me talking. Yeah.
Are you in hot water with your boss?
Am I?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, I think that might be a contributing factor. What were you saying about Star 67?
Well, the problem with that now is I don't memorize everyone's number.
No.
So if you press Star 67, you can't just pick a contact.
Number. Right.
You got to actually find the number, remember it.
Yeah.
Try to copy and paste it. Too much work.
Star 67.
That's the death of Star 67, is that people are just lazy as hell.
Yeah.
Texter writes, and I use Grok AI almost exclusively to look things up. All the information available immediately without ads and promos. AI is so good we can replace morning show hosts.
Yeah. You don't think that comes at a cost, AI? You don't think they're tracking everything you do?
Yeah.
Know where you sleep at night?
Of course.
Which side you sleep on? It's going somewhere, man. I got there's strings attached, and I don't want anything to do with them.
I got fooled by the internet. It was in the Justin Fields six games, where he went 4-2, and then was unceremoniously benched by Mike Tomlin. And he went on a podcast.
Oh yeah.
And they AI'd it up where he was talking smack on Michigan or whatever, and I did a whole segment, and you're just sitting there like, I don't know about this. I'm ripping Justin Fields for his judgment. Like, why would he say that as the starting quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers? He's going off about Michigan. He's saying some stuff about cheating back in the day. Like, oh, my God, this is terrible. What are you doing? What a lack of judgment, young man. You're trying to catch on in the league. 5 minutes later, text line explodes. Totally fake. Yeah. He's sitting there doing the interview, and they've dubbed over his mouth. I had no clue it was fake.
That's scary.
It's awful.
Randy Travis is releasing songs with AI now because he had some health issues. I think he had a stroke or something, can't sing anymore. But they were able to perfectly recreate his voice, and he's putting out songs that sound absolutely exactly like him.
Yep.
That's sickening.
Yep.
And he's going to make the same amount of money on those songs as he would.
Would we be able then to make the same amount of money we do during the show if we just AI'd ourselves up? Because that actually might just be a great workaround.
Ratings wouldn't be as good.
No. You can't have the off-the-cuff stuff. They'd get James Woods right. Robert Woods right. That documentary I watched on World War II, they had the journalist of the Times who wrote a whole bunch of books on Hitler. And said, you're watching this now.
Yeah, I watched it.
They AI recreated his voice.
So have you sitting there, I was like, wait a minute. Like, this guy can't sound like this now.
He's going to be dead. Yeah. He is dead.
Yep.
Now, are you going to eventually play Hitler in a... Oh, would you do that?
Now, why would you bring up Hitler on a morning talk show? What is wrong
You brought
with
it up
you?
Last week.
You did bring it up last week.
And you're like, that would be the death of your career. Here, Crowley, here's $8.5 million. Would you play Hitler? Absolutely!
I'd do it for $80K is what you said, I believe, actually.
Fan Hotline's presented by Sullivan Super Service, trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And the question out there... to you, the audience, clearly, because we spent a lot of time on this, what's a bigger need for the Steelers? Another corner or a wide receiver too? 412-928-9370. We all say wide receiver, but I don't think any of us are sold on the secondary. We'll tell you why when we come back. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Harry is in the bathroom. Intern RJ right now on the ones and twos. How about that? He's a quick study, RJ.
I feel better already.
Did you know he plays football at Westminster?
Does he?
He does.
I love it.
Edge rusher.
Yep.
He's lean. Yeah. Speed rusher. Speed to power.
He's got length, though. Good
Good
bend.
RJ, how much do you weigh? 228?
I'm like right now, I'm kind of like in a weird spot. I'm like 205, like 206. But the thing is, I'm like lanky, but I got the speed, though. You know what I'm saying?
What kind of defense do you guys play?
We're,
good.
Yeah, it's good. Listen, I'm not gonna lie. It's early. I mean, I can't give away the secrets either. You know what I mean? We're on air. Yeah, I might get in trouble.
Are you up or your hand in the ground?
They want me to stand up because I do like pass drops and stuff like that. So hook the curl, flats, stuff like that. But I prefer hand in the dirt though, more get off. You know what Let's I mean? Go, plus baby. That long arm. You know, if you get it off the ground, you know, you put it out. It's more efficient.
No question.
But Callus is back though, so
stay seated.
Yeah,
Do not move.
Don't move. Oh, sweet. What's up?
You've given more football analysis in 38 seconds than Harry has in his entire 4-year career here.
Well, on a side note, like, you know, I know, like, you guys were talking about the Jaire Alexander thing. Dude, when they go to the Ravens, they get washed, by the way. That's not good news. You know, I saw that signing. It was brutal. I was sitting in the chair and I was thinking about it. You know, I wish I could have said that in the moment, but yeah, it's a little late now, but yeah.
You're not a Ravens fan, right? We've talked about this.
Nah, Niners. I got grilled in the comments for being a Caps and Niners fan by somebody. It's crazy.
Well, would you rather that, fans out there listening to the show, would you rather our intern be a Ravens and Caps fan or a Niners and Caps fan? I think I'll take the latter, not the former.
Like, I hate the Ravens just as much because, I mean, everyone remembers that 2013 Super Bowl, 2012, you know.
Yeah, the brothers.
It's terrible.
Lights went out.
Harbaugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's brutal.
Ray Lewis.
Yes.
Yeah.
You like to see a good guy
Colin
go out
Kaepernick.
On top.
Colin Kaepernick, yeah.
I want to make it clear that that was for Ray Lewis and not Colin Kaepernick, but the names were flowing out of your mouth very quickly there.
Ray Lewis was a scary... You ever play against him?
Oh, yeah.
Wait a second. The way you said that was great.
Scary dude, man.
Oh, I thought it just came out. Ray Lewis was a scary.
I can't think of two players that in the same division, call it four players, that you would look across and see.
Can I guess them?
Terrell Suggs and Ray Lewis or James Harrison and Lamar Woodley.
Yep.
Terrell Suggs was way more scary than Ray Lewis. Ray Lewis is little.
Yeah.
Like, not as big as you think he is.
Suggs is a... Beat.
Suggs is like a out of a movie.
He had that mouth guard in, and he just had drool, and I think human blood just dripping out of his mouth at all times.
Yeah, Lawrence Timmons was a unit too.
Yeah,
Let's hold this conversation because next hour we got this ESPN quarter century team to break down.
Oh,
yes. Which I love this time of year. Pirates were off yesterday. Penguins haven't made any trades or anything like that. We're not beholden to any one thing. There's a good George Pickens story we'll get to in a little bit. But we break down lists this time of year. And boy, did ESPN come out with a humdinger of a list. The top players from this quarter century. So from the year 2000 until now. There, I'll define it for the people in case you're all dumb like I was. We'll get to that coming up next. How about this queue to wait to get tickets for the Ireland game? 600,000 people were waiting online in queue to get tickets in a stadium where they were selling 70,000 of these seats. I got a text from somebody we all know. He probably doesn't want to be outed. He got tickets.
Really?
But he's going to sell them.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Good move.
That's a hell of a
move. A lucrative move.
I don't know that we still have any spots left on our True Fan travel package, but folks, you should have got in when you could have got in because those prices are going to go through the roof. Yeah.
Jeez.
600,000 people. And a lot of Irish people are really pissed off. I was following along in the Irish Times, of which I subscribe because I'm a dork. And they were not happy. The Irish Times?
Wait.
I want to know what's going on in the homeland.
How long have you been subscribed to that?
Since 2017.
Does it like tell you that when you sign in?
No, I
Thank you, Adam. You're in your eighth year of membership.
It was my wife and I went there for our...
Do you pay for it?
Yeah.
Do you?
It's like 9 squiggly line, whatever their money is. Yeah.
Before we go to break.
Sure.
Question for you, Dorn.
Mm.
Should I or should I not subscribe to the premium version of Game Changer?
That's for dads.
Mm,
parents.
Yes. Yes.
So yeah. So I'm doing the trial. Sunday is my last day of the free trial before I am charged, I think, $9 a month. So I'm asking for you, the listener, to advise me on whether or not I should do that.
It's worth it.
I think I like it. I think I like it. I sent it to my parents, sent it to my in-laws. They're following the games.
Yeah.
What a
genius.
Unbelievable idea.
Genius.
Why the hell hasn't anyone, why did we not think of that?
I know.
I mean, you could track stats.
Oh.
You could do all kinds
chart,
of stuff.
Video,
everything.
Yeah. Thank you. Sorry for
yes,
Irish Times, say, yeah. Game Changer. I feel like that's a lot more applicable to what we're talking about.
You feel like more people are interested in Game Changer than my subscription to the Irish Times?
Now, the 600,000 people in queue, how many are Steelers fans?
More than half.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Steelers got a big following out there. They have a big following in Europe. And then, of course, there's a bunch of people here who want to make the trip. I don't know if we have any slots open, but if we do.
What would someone pay to go
cheaper.
On the trip with you?
It's like $7,000, but you get a place to stay, your airfare's paid for, and then you get a ticket for like $300.
And
they're going
to
get sold.
People. That's for two people.
That's for two.
And they get to go with you?
Yeah. And the tickets are going to be resold for, I mean, if you find one for less than $1,000, I'd be shocked when these go for resale.
Yeah, that's
just
a good deal.
Because of the demand.
That's a great deal.
It's a great deal. And now you have to put up with my antics, but apart from that, great
I
deal.
I think that's an attraction.
Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. High today of 72, low of 62. Carl Hagelin, 65% chance of rain. Can we get one of these weather reports where it's not above a 50% chance of rain? I'm sick of this. And then the humidity to boot.
I think this weekend, although it's going to be like 93 on Sunday.
That's right. I ain't built for 93. Yeah. I'd rather sit in negative 93 than sit in 93.
Speak for yourself.
I am.
Good. See ya.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.